People get it all wrong about deaconship. They think deacons are pass the bread, pass the wine, tell the preacher when to resign. But it's that's not what the deacons are supposed to do. But sometimes churches do get that mixed up. But I am thankful that we have here a great deacon body. That serves in our church family. And you ought to be thankful for that too, because you chose these men out over the years. It was you that helped ordain them and call them into that position. And so I'm so thankful for each and every one of our men. And I appreciate Brother Rick. I'm excited about him being an ordained deacon in our church. He's already been serving the Lord for many years in our church family. You don't have to be a deacon to serve, but he's already been a servant of the Lord. I told him he got away with some things tonight in his ordaining council. It was a whole lot easier than it was when I came. They said, well, we didn't know you, so we had to ask you a bunch of stuff. But anyway, he got away pretty easy tonight, but because of his life that he's lived. Thank you, family, for being with us tonight as well. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy, now, it is 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 8 through 13. It gives you the qualifications for the office of a deacon. For informational purposes, there's two offices in the Baptist Church that the Lord ordains, and that is the office of bishop or pastor. And that happens to be... Me and Brother Jason there, the office of pastor, our deacons, our bishops. Brother Jason didn't know he's a bishop, but he is. But anyway, amen. Just kind of kidding there. But and then the office of a deacon. Now, there's many positions in the church, no doubt. There's many important positions in the church that are done. Teachers and song leaders and musicians, and just go on, list goes on and on and on. I leave somebody out, but it's all important to the house of God. Amen. So if you wouldn't, could please stand. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Paul here gives a definition of a servant. And this could apply to deacons, but it also could apply to every man, woman, and child that's in this church. And so that's why I chose this out tonight. The Bible says, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, saying, commit thou to faithful men who shall able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him, notice this now, who hath chosen him to be a soldier. If a man also strive with masters, yet it is not crowned, except you strive lawfully. The husband or the farmer that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and that the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you do give understanding. And we thank you, God, for this service tonight. Bless in this ordaining service, Lord, tonight. Bless Brother Ricky and Miss Cheryl. We love them, Lord, and we thank you, God, for their families. And Lord, we just pray, God, thanking you for all of our deacons and families that serve and how important they are to the ministry of this church. But God, thank you for everyone that's here tonight. And Lord, it's come to be a part of this service, Lord, to worship and to praise your holy name. Thank you, God, for loving us. And we ask you now, Lord, to bless in this service and help me, Lord, to preach what you have for us. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. And you may be seated. First thing we see here in verse 1 that the Apostle Paul brings out, and I brought out in our meeting this afternoon, was, first of all, every deacon are to be saved by grace. Amen. The Bible says, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. Listen, all deacons need to be saved men. Amen. And so when we ordain deacons, we need to, first of all, make sure of their salvation. So The first thing Brother Rick did was give us his testimony of how he got saved, which was tremendous in how that took place. Some tremendous how Cheryl and the kids had how God used them to speak into his heart to get him to the place that he needed to be at. And we praise the Lord for that, brother. But it's important. One pastor said that he had a problem. I said, they said, "What's your problem, Pastor?" He said, "I got 12 deacons." He said, "Well, is that a real problem?" He said, "Well, 6 are saved and 6 are lost." And so I said, "Well, that's a real problem." He told it for the truth. I don't know that be the case, but deacons are to be saved. I pray tonight you are saved. Yeah. Everybody in here needs to be saved. I pray you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says also in verse 3, "Thou shalt endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Listen, we need to have a single-mindedness about us tonight. No other captains. Jesus is our captain. He is our leader. He is the leader of our church. Jesus Christ leads us. The Holy Spirit guides us. Listen, if it's not Jesus led and Holy Spirit guided, then we're not going to get done what we need to get done as a church family. And you're not going to be able to serve Brother Rick as a deacon unless you have that single-mindedness about the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be hard times. They will be tough times. But understand, the Bible says in verse 7, the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. God gives you understanding even in the tough times. Oftentimes, I learn more in the tough times than I ever learned in the easy times, on top of the mountaintop, praising the Lord. You know, it's good to get there, but oh man, the lessons of life come when you're in the valley and you're walking through the tough times and you're seeking the Lord and you're on your face and you're crying out to God and all you can do is talk to Jesus. That's when God speaks into your heart and your life. And so endure hardness as a good soldier. He gives two examples of how to do those things. First of all, he talks about being an athlete, how we need to be an athlete and how we need to strive for the crown there in verse 5. And listen, an athlete has to obey the rules. You have to be disciplined in your life, and every man, boy, girl, no matter what, needs to be disciplined in your life. You got to have discipline to serve the Lord. And you got to obey the rules. God gives us a set of guidelines to go by. And if you're going to be one striving for the crown as an athlete of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're going to have to obey the rules. Athletes that don't obey the rules get suspended. I seen where an Olympic swimmer got suspended for several years. But why? Because they didn't obey the rules. You don't obey the rules, you don't get to play the game. And listen, we need to obey the rules. But also, he gives us the example of a soldier, how we need to stay in line. Amen? How we need to stay in line. How that we need to be the good soldier, not a bad soldier. Notice that. I didn't say just a soldier, but a good soldier. We need to be found about doing good for the Lord Jesus Christ. As deacons, as servants, you need to be found, Brother Rick, about doing good. Doing good as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then he talks about in verse 6 how you ought to be a farmer. A farmer laboreth and must be first partaker of fruits. Listen, a farmer understands this. A farmer understands the law of God. And what is the law of God? What you sow is what you reap. What you sow is what you reap. Listen to me, young people. Listen to me. What you sow is what you reap. Understand this principle because it's a true principle. You gotta understand this principle in life. What you sow is what you reap. And so be careful what you sow there for. And the Bible says also in verse 9 that whenever I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. And what he's saying here is that a good soldier, an athlete, a farmer is willing. One is walking with Christ is willing to go to jail if necessary that the word of God be not bound. Amen. I know Brother Rick used to work at the jail or at the prison. But brother, be ready. Be ready. I've told all the deacons here, be ready. when they come to get me to take me to jail because I'm preaching the gospel, listen, I don't want to go alone, so just come on with me. Come on with me. And I got scripture here to back it up. Right here, verse 9 says that the word of God be not bound. I'm willing to go to bonds. I'm willing to go to jail. I tell you, we got to make a stand, folks. It's going to come times. There are going to be hard times. But we got to walk secure in our faith. Verse 10 says, endure all things for the elect's sake, that we may also obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Listen to me. We need to make sure that we know that we know that we know that we know we're saved and we're secure in our faith. We got to make sure of that election that we have been, that we are secure in the hand of God. And if the Bible says if you're in the hand of God, no man can pluck you out of that hand. Right. Amen. Amen. Nobody, nobody. Then he says over there, look what he says there in verse 20. But the great house there are not vessels of gold or silver, but also of wood of earth, some of honor and some of dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Listen to me, we need to be vessels of honor. Brother Rick, be a vessel of honor. Always make sure that you're carrying the Lord's word in the way he should carry it. Now listen, we must understand these things that as a servant of God, as the Bible says there, as a servant, as an honorable vessel, not a dishonorable vessel. Let's don't bring dishonor to God, but let's bring honor to him. How do you do that? Well, verse 24 says, the servant of the Lord must not strive. Must not strive. He says he must be gentle unto all men. Listen, in other words, he said, listen, don't fight. I've never seen two deacons fight. I did see two deacons' wives fight before, but I've never seen. True story. True story. I'm here to tell you, true story. My first church, I'm a young pastor. I've been pastoring maybe a year. And all of a sudden, right outside, maybe two or three years. But anyway, I've just been pastoring a short time. And I walked outside the door, and there was two women, and they were going at it. Now, they wasn't fist fighting, but it was almost to that point. I remember my sisters used to fight like that, and they'd pull hair and stuff. And Mama come home, and I say, Mama, they've been fighting again. I'd be on the bed. I'd be hollering, they've been fighting again. Scaring me to death. So when I see these two deacons, then it was deacons' wives. I walk over to them. I'm going to straighten this thing out right quick. Y'all better hush. That didn't go over good. So I went back in and got their husbands. That didn't help none either. But anyway, they finally hushed, went home, and got over it. But listen, we ain't come to fight. Don't strive, don't fight. But be gentle unto all men. Be gentle unto everybody. Always have a heart ready to serve, ready to help somebody. This afternoon I had an opportunity to go over and spend a little time with my son. Don't get to do that very often. We did that this afternoon in his office there, and he shared a story with me. Some of y'all might know this lady, and I don't know her name, and he might have mentioned her name, but I forgot her name, but you'll know the story when I tell it. But the little lady, the little girl that got killed over there on 27 there at Tryon, there at the hit a power pole or a car hit them or something there. But right there at that power pole there in Tryon, there's a big monument set up. There's flowers around the pole because that little girl died that day on that. I remember we were just by there right after the accident happened. I mean, all the police and all were there. But, oh, what a terrible tragedy that was. But today, Brandon was going off to lunch, and he said he went by there and he saw a lady sitting by that power pole. She was just sitting there by herself. She looked lost. She looked distraught. And he stopped just to see what was going on with her. And he began to talk to her. And it was the mama to that little girl that got killed there. And she was sitting there. And she said, I'm lost. I've lost my world. I've lost everything about me. And I don't know what to do. And Brandon was able to lead her to Jesus Christ. And she got saved, gloriously saved. And she's getting baptized right now as we speak in the night service at Central Avenue. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, God can do a work. We got to always be gentle to all people. We need to always have a gentle heart because you never know what people's going through. Don't ever judge someone just right off the bat. Always seek God in prayer and understand that God knows what's in the heart of man and man doesn't. And so therefore, be gentle. The Bible says, be apt to teach. Be apt to teach. Now listen, it's important we have teachers in our church family. It's important that deacons teach. And it's important that we have people that have the gift of teaching. I don't have the gift of teaching. I have the gift of exhortation. How do you know the difference? Well, the gift of teaching, when you have the gift of teaching, you love to sit in your study and study, study, study. Now listen, I sit in my study and I study. Sometimes I sit at the table and study, and I sit everywhere to study, but I have to admit to you that study is something I make myself to do. I don't have the gift of teaching, but now I can take it. I can take what I've studied, and I love to come and preach it. I have the gift of exhortation. When you have the gift of teaching, you'd rather study it than teach it. You'd rather study it than stand up before a crowd and teach it. I'd rather stand up and preach it than study it. Amen? And so that's just the way it is. But we got to be apt to teach. And you're always teaching somebody, everybody in here. Are you teaching somebody? You're teaching them to be an honor, a vessel, a dishonor. Honor of dishonor, a vessel of dishonor. And listen to what makes the vessel. The vessel, it doesn't matter if the vessel's made of wood or silver or gold. That's not what makes it of honor. What makes a vessel of honor is what's in the vessel.
Yeah.
Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why you're an honorable vessel.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ lives in your heart.
Yeah.
That's good preaching. I thank you. Amen. You got to be patient. Anybody got any problem with patience? We got one person in this church admitted it. Two, amen. Amen. Deb and Dustin, they admitted it. You didn't know I was going to call your name, but you raised your hand. Amen. Amen. Yeah, but I guess everybody else could raise their hands with them too, right? Because we all struggle with patience. But God says, be patient with all men. Be patient. Listen, we must understand that we are a vessel of honor, and what is in us is the hope of glory, and we must share that with all people. Be willing to share that. I'm thankful that Rick has said that God is leading him to be a deacon, and he accepts the call of that, and I appreciate that. You know, and every deacon, really every church member, but every deacon, somebody said, what you got these buckets for? One of the little girls come down and asked me, you go serve peanuts? No, we got no peanuts in the buckets. But every deacon has two buckets he carries. And inside the buckets, one's filled with water and one's filled with gas. Every deacon carries two buckets with him. Every deacon, every member. And you have to realize when to use the gas and when to use the water.
Yeah.
Now here, these are buckets of Saddle Ridge or something and Coca-Cola. Amen. These are borrowed from Sunday school classes, so I'll have to take them back in a little while. But so these are not the real buckets they use, but every deacon, every church member, everyone that's been saved has two buckets. And you got one filled with water and one filled with gas, and you have to figure out when to use it. You see, when you see two deacons' wives fighting on the church steps, don't throw the gas. Don't throw the gas. You don't want to flame it up anymore. There's when you want to use the water. Amen? And when you see the youth getting all stirred up and excited about Jesus,
yeah.
And there's a spark in the youth program and what is going to be in our church family this year. I said, what's going to be in this church family this year? So, preacher, how you know this? I just believe that God's going to do it, amen, in our youth and give us those 25. Listen, then when you see that spark, that's when you want to pour the gas.
Amen.
That's when you want to want it to blaze up. But you've got to figure out which bucket to use. But don't throw the water. Don't become the cold water committee on the sparks of God. But throw the gas. You got to figure out which one of these buckets to use, but understand that they're important, Brother Rick, and you do carry these two buckets. Now, you won't carry these physically around with you. These guys sitting here on the front row and over here, they don't have buckets in their hands.
If I give them these, they would. But they really have buckets. You don't have buckets in your hands, but you really do. And how you use your words often is your bucket of water or your bucket of gas. And you can encourage a heart. I'm talking about you can stir up a soul, and you can stir people up to be ready to charge hell with a water pistol. Or you can put the fire out. And my question to you is, which one will you be? Every member here, we're not ordaining every member tonight. We're ordaining Brother Rick for the deacon, but every member here is supposed to serve the Lord, whether you have the title or not. So my prayer is tonight that you've been saved and that you serve Jesus.
Yes.
Let's bow our heads for prayer tonight. We're going to bow our heads for prayer. I'm going to ask Miss Kim to come with a song of invitation. We want to give everybody an opportunity to respond to the word tonight. As God spoke to your heart tonight, maybe you've used your buckets wrong. Maybe you've been a vessel of dishonor and not a vessel of honor. Maybe you've never been a vessel. Maybe you're not saved tonight and you need to come and be saved. Whatever the need is tonight in your life, we pray that this will be the night that you come and be saved. Wouldn't it be good to get saved on a deacon ordination service? Oh my, it's good to get saved anytime. So won't you just come tonight if God's speaking into your hearts? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. No one's looking around, and I'm not going to call your name like I did a little while ago. No one's looking around, but maybe you just lift up your hand and you just be honest with yourself and honest with God. I'm the only one looking, and you just say tonight, "Preacher, I'm lost and I need a Savior. Would you pray for me?" If that's you, would you just lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to call your name out to the Lord Jesus Christ in my mind, in my heart. Someone tonight, you just say, "I need to be saved, preacher." Or maybe you're here tonight and you say, "Preacher, I've been saved. I got all kinds of stuff going on. I don't know what's all about. So, preacher, would you just pray for me?" If that's you tonight, would you just lift up your hand? I want to just pray for you. In my heart and my mind, I just want to say, "Lord, help them." Would that be you tonight? Just lift up your hand and say, "Preacher, I stand in need of prayer tonight. Help me." Yes, thank you. Yes, God sees your heart. God sees your hand. Father, we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to share. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to realize that we are to be honored vessels of honor. And Lord, willing to go to all lengths to make sure the word of God is not bound. Help us to be the farmer we need to be and understanding to sow the seed. Sow the seed, Lord. And what we sow is what we reap. Help us to be, Lord, that athlete that obeys the rules, sets forth disciplines in their heart and their life, Lord, to just to be all we can be for you, Lord. Help us to be a good soldier, Lord, in the army of God, that we might endure the hardships that come in our lives. God, we might not be entangled in all the affairs, but God, have a single mind and a single devotion to you, Lord, dedicated totally to you, Jesus. We thank you, God, again, for all you're doing in this service. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen, amen. As we stand, would you come, God, speak into your heart.
Once from my poor sin, sick soul, Christ in every
burden
and woe, now I walk redeemed and whole,
hand in hand with Jesus,
hand in hand.
Yes.
We walk each day.
Yes.
Hand
See, at this time, we'll ask Brother Rick to come. And a little later, we'll have Miss Cheryl to come and join him. At this time, we'll ask Brother Rick to come and just to, if he would, to kneel down there. And I'm going to ask Brother Terry to come. He's going to have an ordination prayer. Then I'll ask all the ordained men to come around and lay hands upon Brother Rick. So at this time, Brother Terry, would you lead us in the ordination prayer?
Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our brother. As we join together as deacons and lay hands on him, showing the unity that we have come together with him, we thank you so much for your guidance in this church, Lord. We thank you for leading Brother Rick to this decision, Lord. We ask that we would,
yes, Lord,
in the spirit of unity, gather together to take this church to the next phase of this ministry here in this community, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever, Lord, we ask that you would always remind us that it is through your Holy Spirit that we are guided, directed, and led in this, Lord. As we join together with Brother Rick, let us support him. Let us uplift him. Let us join together as a church, Lord, and just love him and work together to advance this,
yes,
church and,
Lord,
this community, Lord. We love you so much, Lord, and we ask that you would continue to bless this church, ever give us a discernment to know and to watch out for the work of Satan in this church and to head it off before he gets a chance to start here, Lord. We ask that you bless our pastor, Lord, just continue to bless him in the ministry here. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we'll ask you men just to come by Brother Rick and lay hands upon him. Pray over him, however how you'd like to do that, each individually, each time. Lord.